With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is on his way to Davos, Switzerland, and is stirring the pot still with European allies over his demand to seize Greenland. At a news conference at the World Economic Forum yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent asked U.S. trading partners not to overreact.
I would urge all countries to stick with their trade deals. We have agreed on them.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson gave a landmark speech to British Parliament lawmakers today in London.
Thank you sincerely. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Lord Speaker, Ambassador Stevens, members of the House of Commons, members of the House of Lords, and so many esteemed guests. It is a great honor for us to be here, a tremendous pleasure to be with you all.
The Louisiana Republican became the first U.S. House Speaker to address British lawmakers in history. His speech comes as the 250-year of American independence comes into being. If perchance it's not cold enough for you out there, forecaster Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service says it probably will be soon, especially if you live anywhere near northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, or Pennsylvania.
There's a strong Arctic cold front that'll move across the northern plains and the Great Lakes and the Midwest.
The basketball state has won it all in football.
They are celebrating in the Hoosier State, and why not? Last time Indiana went undefeated, we'll try 1976 when Bobby Knight took Indiana all the way in the March Madness Final Four. But this is different. It's football, and the Hoosiers are 16-0 and at the very top, defeating Miami 27-21 for the college football championship. By the way, President Trump was in the stands for what he says turned out to be a great game. Jason Walker reporting.
And this is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion, domestic abuse, self-harm, suicide, and other topics are now eligible for full monetization. This is SRN News. The Syrian military claims guards from the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces abandoned a camp in northern Syria, allowing detainees linked to the Islamic State terrorist group to escape. The Al-Hol camp mainly houses women and children related to ISIS members. The SDF reports violent clashes with Damascus-affiliated factions near that camp. Meanwhile, ISIS is claiming responsibility for a bombing at a Chinese restaurant in Kabul. It left seven people dead and dozens of others injured. ISIS says that's retribution for China's persecution of Uyghurs. The British government is defending its decision to transfer sovereignty of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius after U.S. President Trump criticized the move. He called it an act of stupidity and argued that it weakens national security. Slow going on Wall Street. The Dow is off almost 600 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.